Hey, guys. Just another couple hours, and we got ourselves a brand new spanking year. Ladies and gentlemen, up with people.
I'm sorry, sir. We don't mean to seem like a bunch of...
morbid, gloomy canker sores.
I was gonna say gloomy gusses.
I know.
Well, after all, it is New Year's Eve.
Oh, I know it's tough working tonight, but think about what this really means to you.
Tippy-toeing around that festive vomit.
We're keeping this city open. And it is for people like this that we are doing it. So let's not begrudge them. Let's try to recognize them as the wonderfully important human beings that they are. Let's try to make this their best New Year's ever.
You were saying, sir?
You want to run right out and have one, doesn't it?
People versus 1987, sir.
Excuse me, Mr.
He had his name legally changed to 1987, sir.
You can call me 19.
Well, the law precludes me from addressing you by your first digit, Mr. 87.
I plan on doing a lot better with my year than that guy 1986 did with his. I mean, come on, Chernobyl, Reykjavik?
Al Capone's vault?
Exactly.
So you really think you're going to be responsible for everything that happens next year?
I'm going to make ABC the number one network again.
Held over for psychiatric.
Come on, let's go.
What's next, Matt?
Next case, sir. Walter Jacob Wise.
Mac, remember pants.
The charge is indecent exposure.
Your Honor, my client was merely walking down the street when a sudden gust of wind blew his nightie up over his head unexpectedly. It was a freak of nature.
Oh, I don't know. Sure got a lot of compliments afterward.
Mr. Wise, what were you doing out there dressed like this?
It has to do with my anniversary.
Your wedding anniversary?
Yeah, 42 years ago tonight, I fell in love in Times Square.
Must have cost about $1.50 back then, huh?
It was New Year's Eve, 1944. The war in Europe was finally turning our way. People were in the mood to think about celebrating again. And it was in the middle of all that that I met my Gertie.
Beautiful name. A tugboat.
In our 40 years of marriage, we always look back on that as a wonderful, magical moment. It's a memory I've held dear every single day. Since I lost her 2 years ago. Excuse me, Earl.
Perhaps Mr. Wise would be more comfortable in the privacy of my chambers. Any objections?
Only a man who would drown a sack of kittens would object. All right, go ahead.
Rise, Miss Sullivan. Would you escort Mr. Wise to my office? Folks, we're gonna take five.
Sir! 1987 escaped.
My, where has the year gone?
Well, Bull, why don't you round up the other bailiff, see if you can find him. I'll be back.
Where would you be if you were wearing a diaper?
At home, entertaining a few close friends.
We were just madly in love. But my unit was shipping out to Europe in 2 weeks. You have to remember, this is 40 years ago. I mean, people weren't as liberated then about certain matters.
So you didn't...
Of course we did. We just felt guilty about it for an hour.
Well, I see everybody's feeling better.
Walt was just telling us about the night he met Gertie.
Yeah, Gertie and I greeted the new year by dancing the night away. Lombardo, Goodman, the Meltones.
The Meltones? As in Mel Torme and the Meltones?
You are about to be kissed on the lips by a judge.
Whatever happened to a slap on the wrist?
Well, I still do not understand what you were doing out there in 30-degree weather in nothing but your pajama top.
Freezing my bejubes off. Well, if you must know, Your Honor, I walked out of a hospital.
I see. Which one?
I'd rather not say. You see, if I tell you, they'll send me back.
Your Honor, maybe if I could speak with him privately.
No, I'm sorry, Miss Sullivan, I won't tell you either. Hey, did I mention you have the loveliest cheekbones?
Walt, you have got to understand the serious... Do I really?
Oh, Brooke. I'm going to check out a couple of the hospitals and nursing homes in the area. There might be some very worried people out there looking for him.
May I help you?
I'm Lieutenant Gerard, and I'm looking for somebody.
Well, you're out of luck. Everybody here's got two arms. Well, you know, Lieutenant Gerard, Dr. Richard Kimball, Chasing the One-Armed Man. The Fugitive, big TV show.
I don't watch TV. There's not enough violence.
Hey, Mac, listen, I want you to call...
Judge Stone.
As advertised, who are you?
Lieutenant Gerard.
Ah, came looking for the One-Armed Man, did you?
Trust me, sir, it ain't going nowhere.
I'm with the New Jersey Bureau of Prisons.
Well, gee, you don't look too happy.
And you don't look old enough to shave.
Matt, go get my razor. There's a little stubble on it that might amuse the gentleman.
Yeah, well, save it. I got bigger fish to fry. Got a warrant here. Pick up an escaped felon. Walter Wise.
Walter Wise? Tall guy, silver goatee, cute little knees.
That slime cake escaped from the prison hospital last night in a cadaver bag. And I'd be lucky if I don't take him back in one.
That doesn't make sense.
Tell me about it. Doofus rabbits with short time in the back nine. Go figure.
Yeah, go figure. Sorry, Lieutenant, I don't speak gumshoe.
I said he escaped, but only 2 months until his parole.
Mr. Wise?
No.
No way.
Can't be.
Must be a mistake.
Uh-huh.
Well, you and Barney Fife can stand around here oohing and eyeing all day long after I get my delivery.
Should I go get him, or you want me to stay here with Mr. Sunshine?
I'll get him.
Hey, did you hear the one about the leopard breakdancer?
Two, three. There, you got it.
I know I got it. I just want to use it more often.
You know, when I first danced with Gertie, I was wearing my navy dress blues.
Oh, Miss Sullivan.
And a pause and a dip.
Excuse me, you're in conference.
Walt here was just telling us about the uniform he was wearing when he met his wife.
Really? Was it as nice as your prison uniform?
Hey, did I mention I'm an escaped felon?
No, you kind of left that part out, Walt.
Felon? What about the hospital?
It's a prison hospital.
I said they'd send me back, remember? I never lied to you. Please, please, Your Honor, don't be upset. It is very important for me to get to Times Square tonight.
You could have gone next year. Your parole is in 2 months.
2 months? Would it kill you to have waited 2 months?
As a matter of fact, yes. You see, I'm dying.
He is gonna die?
Hey, we're all gonna die. Some of it's just sooner than later.
We're pulling for you, Gerard. How long does Mr. Wise have to live?
Hey, what am I, his doctor? All I know is an escape con, and I gotta take him back.
Roz, self-image is everything. Show men a little tenderness, a sense of humor. You'll see the difference.
I'll try. But I'm gonna miss slapping him around.
Hello, Gerard.
What? No hug, and I even brought you delightful parting gift. Matching bracelets.
Are handcuffs really necessary?
Hey, lady, we're dealing with a criminal here.
What exactly did he do?
The lowest, most despicable of offenses against society.
You mean...
I was a car salesman.
Yeah, he was a car salesman till he decided to branch out into Grand Theft Auto.
Is that true, Mr. Wise?
It's true, Your Honor. I went through a pretty hard time after Gertie died. I thought I was okay. Until I went back to work after the funeral. I guess I snapped. I sold every car on the lot before any of the other salesmen came in.
Walt, many people express their grief differently. Some men might weep when you sold cars.
For a dollar each.
Lieutenant Gerard, I'm wondering that in view of Mr. Wise's special circumstance in the holiday season, maybe you could stretch the rules a little bit and take him back to jail by way of Times Square.
Oh, sure. We could stop off at the Waldorf, too, and catch the champagne dinner dance.
Well, I can't speak for Walt on that one, but...
This guy ain't going nowhere except back to his cell.
Gerard, evidently you're forgetting that you're in my court.
So?
Then you didn't forget, huh?
No. And I also didn't forget that failure to comply with a legal warrant carries some heavy dues, Judge.
Then you leave me no choice. He's yours.
Sir?
After we've gone back into session and disposed of his case, say 10 minutes.
Okay, that's fine. I'll call in, let him know we're coming. Sooner we get these animals back in their cages, the better. Oh, by the way, Happy New Year.
Say what you will, he's got a sense of humor.
Oh, sir, that was brilliant. You bought just enough time to pull one of your incredible saves. So tell us, what's your plan?
Step one, to go someplace quiet and think up step two.
No wonder he's the judge. I didn't even have a plan.
Your high school couldn't afford a tackling dummy, could they?
So the gorilla says, hey, if I could sing, do you think I'd be hanging around here?
Hey, gang. We're sunk.
Oh, Your Honor, are you sure you've tried everything?
I'm a judge, damn it, not a magician. Well, not primarily a magician. Walt, I'm sorry. I did my best.
It's all right, Your Honor. I understand.
All right, people, settle down.
I just went to the bathroom.
I'm not changing him.
Nutcase stole my suit.
How? Aren't you armed?
He snuck up behind me and held his safety pin to my throat.
Then what's holding up your diapers?
Willpower! Now, would it be too much trouble for you to get me some clothes?
Have a little rash, do we?
Enough is enough. I want some clothes. I want my prisoner. And I want out of here. Now!
You simmer down, Gerard, and we'll get you some clothes. Walt, I'm sorry, I am going to have to transfer you. Mac, would you make sure everything's in order?
Well, sir, should I get Baby Huey here to send me a copy of the warrant?
What's that?
The warrant, sir. Should I get him to send me a copy?
You don't have the warrant?
It's in my other suit.
Well, then that would mean that he also got the ID that proves who you are.
Oh, sir, I'm starting to like this.
Well, Lieutenant Gerard, if that is your real name.
Hey, what are you doing?
You can send this down to his headquarters for verification.
You're not sending that anywhere.
You don't suppose he's afraid of an ID check, do you?
Think he has a record?
They never did close that Jimmy Hoffa thing.
This is crazy!
Crazy. That's another possibility altogether. Crazy. He look crazy to you, Matt?
Mad as a hatter, sir.
Ross?
Does a bear take a Reader's Digest in the woods?
All right. You win. I'll take him to Times Square.
Hey, why don't we photograph him in a compromising position with my cat?
Miss Sullivan, it's all over.
I knew that.
Why don't you just get me some clothes so I can get this over with?
Fine, Gerard, but I don't think I can trust you. Bull, would you escort the good lieutenant here, make sure he doesn't get lost on his way to Times Square?
Certainly, sir.
Stop by the prison sometime, Judge. I'd love to.
Drop me in a hole with a psycho killer for about an hour?
Is Thursday good for you?
Fine. Oh, this was wonderful. This was marvelous. This was great. This is goodbye, then.
We're gonna miss you, Walt.
Hey, Mac. Don't you and Quanley worry too much about money problems. Now, it's true. If you got love, you got everything. Except, of course, credit.
I'll remember that.
Well,
Mr. Wise, if there's anything I can do, if the doctors decide you need something donated, like an organ...
I'm afraid you don't have anything that would fit. But thank you. Thanks anyway. Roz, I expect a letter. I want to hear how it's going with the men, huh?
Okay, well...
And remember what I said. The most important thing is to be yourself. So an occasional body slam won't hurt.
Leo, you take care.
Christine?
Oh, now you listen to me. I think it's entirely possible that those doctors are wrong and you can be treated. And from what I know about you, I think you can beat this.
Maybe you're right. I bet she knows the words to every Mary Poppins song.
She's got them tattooed on her arm. I'll remember you, Walt. We all will.
Hey, Bull. Come on, I got a date to keep.
Hey, Walt. You know, maybe Christine's right. Anything's possible.
I'll say hello to Guy Lombardo for you.
The crowd here at Times Square is getting excited with only a minute to go till midnight.
Who wants to join me in a toast?
Oh, yes, the traditional magnum of Bosco.
I sure hope Walt made it to Times Square.
Isn't that him standing next to that lamppost?
Hey, that's not a lamppost, that's bull.
You can see Walt waving.
It's 1987!
By my watch, we got 30 seconds.
No, look, on top of that building, it's Mr. 1987!
Now we can see what the commotion is. A man is hanging on the big red ball as it makes its descent.
She looks goofy in Lieutenant Gerard's suit.
Well, not anymore.
He's stripping!
And you didn't find a new diaper.
Well, these new sets sure bring out the flesh tones, don't they?
And now he's about to descend into a waiting squad of police officers in 3, 2, 1.
Oh, whoopee! Here we are, stuck in a musty government office drinking kitty cocktails while the rest of the world is having the time of their life. Hey, listen. Just so the evening's not a complete waste, how about giving Danny Boy the traditional New Year's kiss, huh?
Okay, but just this once.
Introducing BioChannel at 8. Every night, you'll see stars at 8.
I'm not the genius they say I am, and I'm not the idiot they say I am.
Close-ups at 8.
If you lose confidence in what you're doing, then it takes an awful lot to get to the end of the scene.
Life is great every night on BioChannel.